My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm excited to be meeting with you again for our fourth podcast of the summer. And I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services. And I'm really excited today. I've got two people from the Jacobs Institute of Design, Amy Din and Laura Mitchell. Amy, why don't you tell us about what you do for the Jacobs Institute?
Sure. I am the Student Services Advisor for Jacobs. And what that means is I am the first point of contact for students who are interested in design and students who come through our building, answer questions, do outreach, program management, things like that.
And Laura, what do you do for them?
So I am the Jacobs Institute's Communications and Programs Officer. So as the name implies, I manage our communications, our public programs, things like talks and other events, and work on other outreach to our community more broadly.
And both of you can answer this, but what would students come and discuss with you or talk to you about?
Yeah, so anything and everything. And so our doors are, when we're around, our doors are literally always open. And I, in particular, do advising where students, if you have a question about what is design, how can I get involved with design, what are these resources on campus that I can check out, I'm definitely happy to answer those questions. I also help with academic course scheduling. So if you have questions about classes that you can take, I'm happy to answer those questions too. And yeah, just generally, as I said, try to be a first point of contact. So when in doubt, just feel free to ask. And if I don't know the answer, I will direct students to where they can get the information they need.
Oh, fantastic. And Laura?
Yeah, just to chime in, students can typically, the reasons they'd come talk to me relate to, again, connecting to our community. So you can come chat with me if you have questions about events, ways to connect with folks in industry or in the broader community. And I also, because I do a lot of storytelling around the awesome work that students make at Jacobs, if you've made something cool and you want to share it with the world, let me know, and I'm happy to help with that.
So Laura, what is design?
So design is a word that means many things to many people. At the Jacobs Institute, we think about it a lot in terms of solving problems. So we think that when you're designing, you're doing kind of two things. You're focusing, of course, on function, solving a specific problem, providing an outcome within a set of constraints, making things that work. But you also want to make things that are really meaningful to your users, the people who are actually going to use what you make. So you want to make something that's meaningful, enjoyable, helpful for people. So we try to train students to think both about understanding the details and the technologies that make something work, and also the broader context that makes something matter.
Oh, okay.
And if I can add onto Laura's great description, So the other question is, like, who can be a designer, who can be involved in design? And the answer is everyone. So Berkeley doesn't have a design major. So actually the students that we serve come from all over campus. And design, because it's a set of principles and tools and methodologies, is something that can be applied to anything from mechanical engineering to computer science, all the way through to, arts and design. And
So it's not necessarily just stuck around engineers. You're getting people from all across campus.
Exactly. That's the great part of our community, is that we really try to be interdisciplinary. It's a big part of what we think design can and should be, is something that involves multiple diverse perspectives.
And so when did Jacobs Hall open?
So we opened in fall 2015, so we just wrapped up our second school year.
And what was the reasoning behind opening up this institute? Why did we want to do that?
So I think a lot of what went into the thinking around launching the Jacobs Institute was A, sort of recognizing that there had been all of this amazing design activity going on at Berkeley already, through clubs, through different classes, different initiatives, a lot of it student-driven. So sort of as we thought about taking that further, one thing that came up in the vision of Paul Jacobs, for whom the building is named, as well as the students, faculty, staff, stakeholders who were involved, was thinking through these just sort of 21st century skills that leaders need to have. It's things like working in interdisciplinary teams, combining fields, like Amy just mentioned, combining art and science, different areas of expertise, things like technical depth and understanding hands-on skills. So we wanted a place where we could bring all of that together. And Jacobs Hall really does serve that role as sort of a hub where people can gather from different disciplines, everything from your initial sketch to a really refined prototype. You can go through a full design process at Jacobs Hall.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what resources are available for the students at Jacobs?
So we have different types of access points for students who are interested in design, and that's everything from students with different interests in design all the way to students with different levels of experience with design. So the main things that we offer for students are courses taught by both Jacobs instructors as well as other departments, and also student-led classes called decals, which are also fantastic. We have lots of events in the building, some hosted by us, and also lots that are hosted by student groups. Student groups will also meet in the building, so we provide, I think, facilities and just space to meet and collaborate is another one of our resources. And then finally, we have a great makerspace, which is a fancy 21st century term for equipment facilities for people who are interested in fabrication and prototyping and hands-on making, basically. So to some, that's classes, that's events, that's student activity space, and there's a makerspace.
Okay. And so what is the student community like there?
I think that the great thing about our community is that it is, as we were mentioning earlier, diverse, and there are people coming from everything from a graphic design student club to a prototyping and fabrication class to students coming from cognitive science who are very interested in the human-centered design process. So lots of different perspectives on design come into our present in our student community. I also think it's a pretty inspiring one just because our students, if they have an idea, they not only think about it, but they actually create it. And it's beautiful and it's inspiring and it's innovative. And then the last thing I think is that it's a pretty friendly environment, I think. I see a lot of students just helping each other out, just hanging out with each other, answering questions if someone is stuck on a challenge or a problem. So it's a nice environment to be a part of, I think.
So what type of courses are being offered to the students?
So there are, as I mentioned earlier, a range in terms of just both the topic and the experience level. So in terms of the experience level, we have introductory courses that are aimed at lower division students, things like visual sketching and communication, where you're learning about visual and drawing principles. Design methodology is another of our introductory classes that is open to lower division students. And then we have upper division classes that are more aimed towards students who are working on a particular challenge and are able to bring their learnings and their perspectives from their prior studies. So examples of that include Reimagining Mobility, which is a project-based class where students are trying to think of new solutions for transportation in the future. We have classes like Interactive Device Design, which is open to graduate students and upper division students, where they're making objects that are have hardware and software components that combine together. So a lot of interesting topics, again, that span skills and subject areas.
And so how did the students actually gain access to the Jacobs Hall Labs? Because you were talking about that they can get into the makerspace.
Yeah, so the access program for getting to the makerspace is called the Maker Pass Program. And it is open to all students on campus, so you don't need to even be taking a class in Jacobs or if you're interested in getting a pass. You just have to be a Berkeley student who is interested in design. So in order to get a Maker Pass, you basically do three steps each semester. You would fill out a really quick application form. It's basically first come, first serve. You would pay the $75 fee for the semester, or you ask for a fee waiver, which we provide to students with financial need. And then finally, you take a quick online safety training just to walk you through some basic policies and access and safety policies for the makerspace. After that, you have your Maker Pass for the semester. You can come in, take trainings on different equipment we have. We have four floors in the building, and each floor has equipment space on it. So it's a pretty diverse and exciting range of tools that students can learn how to use. And we have staff called design specialists, and student staff are also able to help answer questions and provide expertise and advising. So, this basically opened everyone and definitely encourage students to check it out.
So you don't actually have to be taking a course in order to do the Makers Pass. You can.
Yes, exactly. So we actually have We see lots of different types of projects in the being made in the makerspace. Class projects are one of them, but there are also people doing personal projects. Around holiday times, you see people making things for friends and family, which is really fun. You have people doing research for their professors, for example. And you have students also doing things for their clubs, fabricating work, either pieces of a project, or doing things like printing out decals to distribute at tabling events. So lots of different types of things happening in the building.
So Laura, why don't you tell me some of your favorite projects, or maybe a piece of equipment, or just your favorite aspect of what's going on in the Jacobs Institute?
It's really hard to pick a favorite, but one of the things that I love is just seeing the creations that come out of every semester, of every year. I was just thinking about some of the student projects that have come out even in the last few months, and they're such a wide range. We see students creating innovative medical devices, things that can help you diagnose pneumonia at a lower cost, or that can help patients with Parkinson's monitor their symptoms for really kind of critical needs. Students are kind of just taking the initiative in courses or independently to develop these solutions. Another on the other side of things, you see really creative or artistic projects. One that comes to mind that was a really fun one recently is some students thought about having a cast when you're a kid and how that's not very fun. And so they thought, how can we reimagine this? So they used tools in the makerspace, from electronics to the 3D printer, to prototype a cast that can have a custom bubble blower. And you can do all sorts of sort of magical and whimsical things with it. So just seeing that range is a lot of fun. Those are kind of two projects that come to mind off the bat.
I know one of the things that I really liked about the Jacobs is not that long ago you had a make-a-thon with Enable Tech was sponsoring it, which is one of our student orgs. It was pretty awesome to get to go there and watch as basically over the course of a weekend, these students came up with ideas of what need knowers needed to make life easier for them. But it was just really cool to see all these people come together, and they were able to create everything that, like the woman with the basket on a wheelchair, started out the weekend not having anything. And then at the end of the weekend, because you had all the equipment and the supplies that they needed, she left with that working, useful thing on her wheelchair as she went out.
Yeah, I think those are among my favorite projects too, the ones where students are combining design piece, this technology piece, and also this human-centered piece, where they're making something that's not only very technologically interesting, but also very socially impactful and very meaningful. And I think my other type of favorite project that I see in the building is we have some cool projects coming out of prototyping and fabrication, which is one of our introductory courses. And that's just a really fun class because there are no prerequisites for that class. You don't have to have any programming or design or fabrication experience coming in. But when you leave, your capstone project is a remote control vehicle that you have designed, built, programmed, and then pilot through an obstacle course as part of the final showcase. And so it's just really great to see how much our students are able to do, given some tools and given some encouragement to be creative and to really push the boundaries of what they can make.
So for all of our students that are listening to the podcast right now, how are they going to be able to find out more about the design that you had, about Jacobs Hall, and just how can they get more information about what we're talking about today?
Yeah, so over the summer, as you're listening to this podcast, what you can do is I encourage you to check out our website, jacobsinstitute.berkeley.edu, which Laura does a great job of curating. And there's a section on there that's on student resources. So that's a good preview of what they can expect. Once students are on campus for the Golden Bear orientation, or also in the fall, definitely just please stop by and just say hi to us. I think the nature of our building of design is that seeing things in person always just makes things much more real. So stop by our office, which is 103 Jacobs Hall, to just ask questions. We'll try to arrange some tours as well for new students. And yeah, just don't be afraid to stop by, check out our events, check out our space, and just get involved with our community.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for spending the time with us today, and I'm really excited to share more about the offerings that we have for our students. So thank you.
Thank you.